was it exactly, do you think, that caused the dam to break so thoroughly tonight in terms of your offense?
Well, again, I think part of it is, you know, we did some things vertically. You know, we took a couple shots. I think that helps open up some things underneath. I think, you know, the offensive line did a nice job up front with the run blocking, and I thought our backs ran hard. You know, I thought it was a really good mix early on. I thought Mike called a nice game, mixing in the run and pass, play action, stuff like that. And, again, also I think possibly the threat of Cam's ability to run the football also opens up some things.
John, this is the first time in a while that you guys haven't had to rely on Cam to be your primary runner. What was that like seeing everyone else get there?
Well, it was good. It was really good seeing those guys run, you know, the different groups, the different tandems of guys going in there. You know, Jonathan ran hard like he always does. You know, Christian's elusiveness showed, and then, you know, Cap's ability to hit it and go. I mean, just I thought all three guys brought something special to the table. I thought all three guys contributed very well to this attack, and really pleased with, again, the things that they did in terms of, you know, just the way they blocked up front.
This was Ed's first game with a touchdown all season. Does it seem like it's a culmination of everything that he's been putting in thus far?
Oh, most certainly. And I think he's worked very hard for us, and it was good to see him, you know, get his chance to make a play for us.
How big was it for Jonathan to have a bounce-back game this week?
Oh, it's huge. You know, and again, I mean, a lot of people, you know, said some things about him, and Jonathan just wanted to make sure everybody understood he ain't done. He's a big part of what we do, and he's a part of the reason why we had success. And, you know, he's going to continue to work hard, and he'll be productive for us, as will the other backs. I really like what Christian gave us, and I loved how Cameron Hart's Payne, when he got his touches, you know, made the most of those opportunities.
Obviously, you guys look for bye weeks. When you play this well, do you want to take a week
no.
off?
No. I'd like to keep rolling, but, you know, it came at a good time for us as well. You know, I think our guys, you know, earned a good break. So, you know, we'll bring them in and get a chance to watch this tape. And, you know, then they'll head out for a few days, and then we'll get back and start getting ready for next week.
What does it say for your offensive line that there's been a bunch of moving parts, and yet you have an effort like this?
Well, I just think it's a good thing. I think the nice thing is, you know, you're starting to see everybody come together again. And that's been the hard part. I think part of it is, you know, the way our quarterback's been playing, especially the last few weeks, he's been rolling very well. He's been making a lot of good decisions and delivering good passes. His decisions on running the ball has been really good as well. And then the overall effort of the football team. Again, I like what they've done. I mean, it's good to see them, you know, have a type of game like this, a breakout kind of game, but this is most certainly something we can build on. But we'll go back and we'll look at the tape, and, you know, there's some things that we as coaches got to correct and make sure we get those things taken care of.
Ron, do you know anything about Curtis Samuel at this point?
No, I don't, other than they think it's an ankle. I'm not sure if it's the same one or not, and a little bit of concern, though, when they took him in.
Ron, how about the crowd tonight, the atmosphere tonight?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was tremendous. I mean, it's, you know, this fan base, they've been outstanding, and, you know, just to have them, you know, be as enthusiastic as they were. Probably the biggest thing, too, more so than anything else, was the salute to service. I mean, I really appreciated the way the crowd reacted to our military personnel that were there, that were, you know, partaking in the festivities. I thought that was amazing. And, you know, again, a very solemn thank you to the families of the fallen. And we really appreciate them coming and being part of this as well.
Cam seemed to really respond to this type of.
Yes, he does. There's something about when the lights turn on. I think he's now 6-1 in Monday night games or something like that. And, you know, it's just who he is. I mean, he does play well, and there's something about this stage. And he carries it over.
Ron, can you talk a little bit about his energy in a game like this where he kind of gets that confidence early on and can build on it?
You know, it's interesting because when he gets rolling and a lot of things happen, you know, off of that energy. One thing that really showed was some of his decision making. A couple of big plays we had out there were decisions he made, audibles and checks that he put into that he made at the line scrimmage. I mean, he played a tremendous game. I mean, his knowledge of what we're trying to do and how we want to do it was tremendous. I mean, he had a good feel for this game. You know, a great example was the touchdown screen that he threw to Funchess. You know, he saw the zero pressure, and he made an audible and check, and it, you know, next thing you know, it's a touchdown.
How big was that last score right before halftime?
I think it was huge. I really do. And you know, and one of the things that you always try to do is carry that momentum into the second half, and we were able to do that, and that was big. You know, a couple of big moments was Luke's interception, us answering right as soon as they scored, we answered their score. And then we did it twice, and that's big because you know then you stop their momentum, and that was big for us as far as our team was concerned.
Ryan, you said you like decision-making and tucking and running and the bootlegs in the last couple of weeks. How do you think he's doing at the end of runs in terms of protecting himself, getting down when he needs to?
That's the best part is he's getting down. He's being smart about it. He understands. He understands that, you know, there's no reason for him to take some of the shots that he's taken in the past. So I think he's very judicious in his decision-making. And I think Mike, again, has called some tremendous games. I mean, I'm really excited about what Mike's done for us in the last few weeks. And I think, again, part of it is just the way the offense is changing. It's morphing into something a little bit different, obviously, you know, with the receivers that we have now, and I think that helps us.
Ron, a couple weeks ago, I know when you guys were 5-3, you were quoted saying sometimes being good enough isn't good enough. Do you
Absolutely.
Feel with 7 wins, do you feel like you're good enough?
We are good enough, but again, I still think we can be better. I really do. I think there's some things that we can correct and work on. I know right now, I promise you, Coach Wilkes is not happy with some of the things that we did on the defensive side. I know early on Mike was a little concerned with some of the stuff that we did. I mean, these are things that we as coaches have to be honest about and make sure we're holding ourselves to the right standard. I mean, that's the most important thing. I mean, we are 7-3. That's great. But again, we're chasing New Orleans. We're chasing, you know, the other teams in our conference as well. So we've got to stay on our game. And when we come back, we've got to make sure we've got these guys ready to roll and pick up right where we left off.
Ron, going back to your run game for a moment, what specifically does it do to a defense when you have three different backs, all with different styles, and you're rotating them in so quickly?
Well, I think it kind of mixes things up for you. The biggest thing, more so than anything else, is again, you know, off of some of the play action stuff that we're able to do with Christian out there on the field. You know, he was a decoy on one play, and it turned into a huge play for us. I mean, and that's what you look for. Another time, Jonathan comes in, and we go hard power, and next thing you know, Cam's keeping the ball around the corner. I mean, these guys bring their own set of tools, you know, with them, and with them, I think Mike has got a good feel now for how to utilize the players.
New franchise record, 548 total yards. How satisfying was that for you just to witness your team finally do something that you know they're capable of doing?
Well, it's always satisfying, you know, when you're successful and things happen. And again, like I said, you know, we're very pleased with it. But, again, we're also going to look at and try and figure out, you know, what else can we get better at and what can we improve? I mean, we can't sit back. We've got to continue to work on this, and that's going to be the message that these guys will get, you know, in our next meeting.
The team seems to be having a lot of fun now. Can you talk about that as entire? The team's enjoying what they're doing, it looks like.
Well, they should. I mean, and again, you know, it's an opportunity to have some fun. But, you know, it only comes when you win, and that's the most important thing. So we just got to continue to work hard, you know, focus in on the things that we need to do and control what we can, and that's us. You know, we control ourselves.
What stuck out to you about Jonathan over this past week after that game where he fumbled twice?
I think, you know, first of all, he came back and you could see it on his face. There was a little bit of resolve. I mean, he took it personally. He blamed himself. You know, even though we won the game, he took it very, very hard. And you know, you saw the competitiveness, you know, of who he is come out. I just think this is, you know, he's a competitor, and that's what you want out of your guys.
A lot of teams right now struggling with injuries. You seem to be healthy right now and potentially getting a couple guys, key guys, back after the bye.
Well, you know, we're fortunate. I mean, some of our injuries happened early on, and we've been able to keep everybody relatively healthy from that point on. Knowing that we got a chance to get, you know, Greg back, we got a chance to get Ryan Khalil back, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty exciting. I mean, we're in a good spot right now. We've got a nice time for our bye to hit us as we're starting to get ready, and you know, we've got 6 games left to go. It'll be a good stretch run for us to see how we finish up.
You mentioned keeping pace with New Orleans. Has their success, I know you want to keep an eye on what you're doing first, but has their success enhanced the urgency at all?
Probably. It probably is. I mean, we're, you know, if you're realistic about it, yeah. I mean, that's the team that we've got to make sure we do keep pace with. You know, obviously, because right now they've got the tiebreaker over us. We do play them in a few weeks, or more than a few weeks. But, you know, again, we'll see how it goes. And for the most part, we got to continue to do our job and take care of our business first and foremost.
All right.
Great. Thank you, guys.